We have from Cornell Cooperative Extension right now, live in the studio at Wave Farm, Devin Connolly. Welcome to the Monday afternoon show. Cornell Cooperative Extension doing wonderful events, workshops, educational matters, studies, and whatnot. We had a sit-in for you. Was it the last session? You weren't able to make it, so we had a wonderful guest that sat in for you, and her name is slipping my mind right now. Who was that, Devin?
Her name is Lindsay. I have to admit, I don't know how to pronounce her last name. Give me one second.
I got the last name pronunciation. I remember I finally law. Something had to do with stress law.
What's a hyphenated name? One second.
It's L-A-U is pronounced.
Oh, God, Lindsay.
I just remember.
Straw law hallway?
Law. Straylaw.
Straylaw.
Yeah, Straylaw.
All right, Lindsay's going to absolutely be giving me hell tomorrow.
Well, she's going to hate me, too, because how dare I, you know, forget. So sorry, Lindsay. Lindsay Straylaw, she talked about chainsaw safety, women's chainsaw workshops that was happening in ACRA, the forestry walks, talking about climate resiliency, and all sorts of other good stuff in your absence. We had a nice little chat here on the air, and really great to have somebody, even though you couldn't make it. But here you are today. Devin, how's it going? What's going on at Cornell? What's the good news?
All right. We'll start out with the next class we have coming up in November. We've been having this program. That's a three-part program called Think Differently Columbia. I don't know if you've heard of the Think Differently program before. It's about supporting folks and educating folks who are, you know, have or are caretaking folks with autism. We had a first class on October 2nd, which was supporting individuals with autism, training for parents and caregivers. We continue that series with our next course. It will be Monday, November 6th, 5:30 to 7. It's called Help, Why Does My Child Keep Doing That? This will be in Hudson at the Extension Education Center. This training provides parents, caregivers with a new perspective on their child's challenging behavior. Though understanding the context and motivation behind challenging behavior, parents will be able to make better informed decisions on how to support their child. Basic strategies for improving behavior will be learned. So there's a one-hour program followed by half an hour informal discussion. Light refreshments are served. This program is completely accessible. Just go to our website at ccecolumbiagreen.org/events and sign up. And if you know anyone who could use this sort of training in their life, you know, absolutely tell them.
I think it might be close to like 40% of parents right now, or at least the numbers are getting up there staggeringly. I've been in the field of education just a little bit. I did some farming and gardening teaching, and we're just seeing different needs, like special needs is one term, but like just, I feel like almost every single child right now coming into this world and growing up as a young child is like in need of some special care in one way or another. And it's just the fact and the fact of our times right now where children definitely are saying something to us. So sorry to go off on that, but that's an issue dear to my heart. So again, Devin, could you give us the time and place again for that workshop?
Yep. So this will be Help, Why Does My Child Keep Doing That? It'll be Monday, November 6th, 5:30 to 7 in Hudson at our office at the Extension Education Center. Sign up at our website, ccecolumbiagreen.org/events.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Next thing we'll have be coming up is our... I'm not talk about that, right?
No, you can talk about it. Fundraiser?
Yep. We have our annual fundraiser. It's called the Taste of Twin Counties Fundraiser. That'll be on Wednesday, November 8th. If you like what I've been talking about on the radio show, or if you've been to one of our classes, or have used one of our educators, please come and support. This is one of the most impactful way to say thank you to us. This will be at Liberty Farms in Ghent on Wednesday, November 8th from 5:30 to 7:30. It's not super long, but there will be a, you know, Taste New York inspired charcuterie table. There'll be some local desserts being served, a silent auction, tons of people that if you like what we're doing, you'll like seeing them there as well. Our board and our staff, or, you know, much of our staff will be available to talk to. I think it's going to be a lot of fun if you guys can make it. Go find your tickets online. Again, going to plug the website, ccecolumbiagreen.org/events. We'd love to see you there.
Some partay.
Absolutely. I don't know if you've been to the Liberty, the barn at Liberty Farms in Ghent, but it is a nice space to hang out.
That's what I've heard. I've not been there, Devin, but I've heard that Liberty Farms, that's right off of Route 66, I believe, mm-hmm. up there in Ghent. And Polly Von Deramo some years ago was doing a lot of work up there. I don't know if he's there anymore, but he's an old friend of mine. His father ran the healing plant herb garden at Copake. And I heard just awesome things about Liberty Farms. So I can't wait to go check it out myself. Maybe even be there for November 8th for your fundraiser tasting.
Mm-hmm. Hope to see you there. Next on the list, so this one is a class that is available to our master gardeners and will potentially be open to the public, so I just wanted to mention it. It's called Sustainable Landscapes Pollinator Restoration with Integrated Pest Management. This will be on Friday, November 17th, 9:30 to 12:30. You can join Christopher Williams from the Capital Region Partnership for Regional Invasive Species Management. So PRISM is actually what the acronym for that is. Join Chris for a presentation workshop on how to apply conservation-based practices on a small scale to provide ecosystem benefits within your yard or woodlot. This program will outline the various forms of integrated pest management that can be applied to control invasive species. So again, this is going to be a program for our master gardeners, but there is a pretty good chance that we will open this up to the public. So keep an eye on our website just to make if this sounds interesting to you. And especially if you're an aspiring master gardener, this could potentially be a good class for you to take. It'll all be online probably the next couple weeks before the class. November 17th. At least. You have a calendar on you, Kieran. By November 3rd.
Okay. Okay, that's a really important one too. Integrated pest management, aka IPM. If you go buy fruit or apples or something in the market, you might see IPM as opposed to organic. And what that is using insects against insects,
mm-hmm.
using like parasitic wasps and other kinds of insects that eat the bad insects that destroy the fruit crops. And it's a very important way of working with nature in an agricultural way to mitigate the issues of insect damage to fruit, which New York State is a major producer of fruit, especially apples, as you folks probably know. So IPM, super important, Devin. Thank you.
Yep. And finally, the last program that we'll be having, not a course, but still something I think will be sort of special. We have art showings, and we have a gallery in our acre office at the Agroforestry Resource Center. And this one is not going to be adults. We're actually introducing our 4-H'ers for the first time ever. We're going to have an art show opening for them on Saturday, November 18th from 3 to 5 p.m. Our local 4-H artists will have a display of work they have created in various mediums. The artworks will be available for purchase, 90% of the purchase going back to the artist, 10% going to the 4-H as a fundraiser. And if anyone can make it, we encourage you to stop by anytime during the opening. Light refreshments will be available. Again, this is completely accessible, and you don't even need to register for this. Just show up on November 18th.
Art. You guys are getting into the art world now too. I love it.
Yeah. So that's it. That's all the programs that I have that for the coming month.
Okay, so it sounds like you got a great, healthy, packed November full of fun and activities. I think that helps folks put it in their calendar. Let's go.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Anything else, Devin? Anything from Cornell Cooperative Extension? We got the website CCEColumbiaGreen.org. You guys can go on there, and a lot of information there as well.
Yeah. Feel free to browse our resources, find a staff member who you might want to talk to, see those events. Always encourage you to go to the website.